System of elections to Lok Sabha. The various aspects related to the system of elections to the Lok Sabha are as follows. Territorial constituencies. For the purpose of holding direct elections to the Lok Sabha, each state is divided into territorial constituencies. In this respect, the constitution makes the following two provisions. 1. Each state is allotted a number of seats in the Lok Sabha in such a manner that the ratio between that number and its population is the same for all states. This provision does not apply to a state having a population of less than 6 millions. 2. Each state is divided into territorial constituencies in such a manner that the ratio between the population of each constituency and the number of seats allotted to it is the same throughout the state. In brief, the constitution ensures that there is uniformity of representation in two respects, a, between the different states, and b, between the different constituencies in the same state. The expression population means the population as ascertained at the preceding census of which the relevant figures have been published. Readjustment after each census. After every census, a readjustment is to be made in, a, allocation of seats in the Lok Sabha to the states, and, b, division of each state into territorial constituencies. Parliament is empowered to determine the authority and the manner in which it is to be made. Accordingly, the Parliament has enacted the Delimitation Commission Acts in 1952, 1962, 1972, and 2002 for this purpose. The 42nd Amendment Act of 1976 froze the allocation of seats in the Lok Sabha to the states and the division of each state into territorial constituencies till the year 2000 at the 1971 level. This ban on readjustment was extended for another 25 years, i.e., up to year 2026, by the 84th Amendment Act of 2001, with the same objective of encouraging population limiting measures. The 84th Amendment Act of 2001 also empowered the government to undertake readjustment and rationalization of territorial constituencies in the states on the basis of the population figures of 1991 census. Later, the 87th Amendment Act of 2003 provided for the delimitation of constituencies on the basis of 2001 census and not 1991 census. However, this can be done without altering the number of seats allotted to each state in the Lok Sabha. Reservation of seats for SCS and STS. Though the Constitution has abandoned the system of communal representation, it provides for the reservation of seats for scheduled castes and scheduled tribes in the Lok Sabha on the basis of population ratios 5. Originally, this reservation was to operate for 10 years, i.e., up to 1960, but it has been extended continuously since then by 10 years each time. Now, under the 95th Amendment Act of 2009, this reservation is to last until 2020. Though seats are reserved for scheduled castes and scheduled tribes, they are elected by all the voters in a constituency, without any separate electorate. A member of scheduled castes and scheduled tribes is also not debarred from contesting a general, non-reserved, seat. The 84th Amendment Act of 2001 provided for refixing of the reserved seats on the basis of the population figures of 1991 census as applied to rationalization of the general seats. Later, the 87th Amendment Act of 2003 provided for the refixing of the reserved seats on the basis of 2001 census and not 1991 census. First past the post system. Though the Constitution has adopted the system of proportional representation in the case of Rajya Sabha, it has not preferred the same system in the case of Lok Sabha. Instead, it has adopted the system of territorial representation, first past the post system, for the election of members to the Lok Sabha. Under territorial representation, every member of the legislature represents a geographical area known as a constituency. From each constituency, only one representative is elected. Hence such a constituency is known as single-member constituency. In this system, a candidate who secures majority of votes is declared elected. This simple majority system of representation does not represent the whole electorate. In other words, it does not secure due representation to minorities, small groups. The system of proportional representation aims at removing the defects of territorial representation. Under this system, all sections of the people get representation in proportion to their number. Even the smallest section of the population gets its due share of representation in the legislature. There are two kinds of proportional representation, namely, single transferable vote system and list system. In India, the first kind is adopted for the election of members to the Rajya Sabha and State Legislative Council and for electing the President and the Vice President. Though some members of the Constituent Assembly had advocated the system of proportional representation for the election of members to the Lok Sabha, the Constitution has not adopted the system due to two reasons. One, difficulty for the voters to understand the system, which is complicated, due to low literacy scale in the country. Two, unsuitability to the parliamentary government due to the tendency of the system to multiply political parties leading to instability in government. Additionally, the system of proportional representation has the following demerits. 1. It is highly expensive. 2. It does not give any scope for organizing by-elections. 3. It eliminates intimate contacts between voters and representatives. 4. It promotes minority thinking and group interests. 5. It increases the significance of party system and decreases that of voter.